Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the MIP. And I'm your host, Nick. So, since the last time we had an episode, which is nearly a month ago, there's been a lot going on. There's been a lot going on with myself and the wife. And, well, there's been a lot going on in the world, hasn't there? The old corona. Well, before I begin the episode, I just want to say thank you to everyone. I've hit over 2,000 listens now of the podcast, and that is fantastic news. And to be fair, I've had so many messages on Instagram from people reaching out to me and getting in touch and letting me know their situation and their stories as well, which means so much to me. Literally from all around the world, which is amazing. And well, I'll be honest, this episode was actually going to be a different subject entirely, but we'll start with some good news. For those who don't follow me on Instagram, the wife is pregnant. The donor conceived IVF worked, and amazingly, luckily, we literally feel blessed. It happened on the first round, which is ridiculous because I know so many of you go through so many different cycles and literally countless cycles, and you're still not been able to conceive. And I feel so bad because it's like, I feel really happy, but at the same time, I know that so many other people are struggling as well. So it's obviously, I'm happy for myself, but at the same time, I feel like it's kind of hard to explain because of my situation of being, obviously, doing this podcast. So I know how many people are going through the struggles. We obviously started in December, just literally days before Christmas Day. And, well, we found out on the morning of New Year's Eve that it worked, came back positive. She literally took about 6 pregnancy tests, something like that, all different ones. And they all came back positive and so on. So we got in contact with the fertility clinic, and we went down. When did we go down? We went down after 6 weeks. So we had 6 to 7 weeks anyway, had a scan. And we saw it there on the screen, went down with my mum and her mum, and we could see the little heartbeat going on the screen, and it was so good. And then, obviously, she was really tired because she was taking the pessaries, and it was, like, really hitting her. Like, every day she'd get back from work, and she usually gets back around 6, quarter past 6, something like that, and she'd be in bed by 7:30. Like, absolutely shagged. And then she'd obviously wake up in the morning, I'd make her a cup of tea or whatever. And she was just knackered all the time, really struggled to motivate herself. Obviously, it was the pessaries and so on. And I think just generally the first trimester. But we then went for a private scan, and that was at 10 weeks, I think it was. And obviously it got bigger and we saw it again. And then we've also been for our second scan at the hospital, and that was good as well. Although, silly on me trying to take a picture of it. The woman's like, yo, can you put your phone away, please? Oh, sorry. Even though right in front of me, there's a sign that says, no pictures, no cameras, no phones. Felt like a right douchebag. Anyway, we've been back, we've done a few bits, had a midwife meeting today. And so today we are at, what are we at? It's nearly 14 weeks. So it's going to be due. It is due on September the 11th, which is a day before my birthday. So that's kind of cool. The wife was like, oh, do you mind it being on your birthday or really close to your birthday? I was like, look, I couldn't give a monkey's. I am so happy that we've been blessed, that we've got a baby in the first place, baby growing. And it's finally happening. And literally is the best thing ever. You know what I mean? I'm sure some of you who have been through it have obviously feel the same way. And hopefully the ones who haven't managed it yet will be able to have this feeling as well. I just hope that you do. Baby stuff. What else we got? To be fair, up to now, that's about it. Obviously, she is feeling a lot better now. She's finished the first trimester and she's off the pessaries. And you can tell that she's got a mojo back. You know what I mean? She's got a lot more energy and she is just seems a bit like chirpier. You know what I mean? And which is good because we obviously only want the best, want her to be like happy and stuff. So that's good. Okay, so that'll do for the first part of the episode, which is obviously all happy news and so on. In case you don't follow me yet on Instagram, obviously you can find me at the Male Infertility Podcast on Instagram. There are also some episodes on my YouTube channel, which is if you type in Nick Denton VA, then I think the first 6 episodes are up on there so far. I'm kind of thinking maybe I should do an actual YouTube channel where I've just put all of the episodes up. If you think that might work, then let me know. Just send me a message and I'll think about it. And I'm going to try and hope to get a few more interviews on the go because the one that I did with Raj is doing really well. And I've had a lot of people message me because they've heard the interview that I did with him, which is really good. I mean, there was a couple of people who felt after listening to it that they could finally talk to someone about it. And for me, that's fantastic. You know what I mean? So that was really good. And so if you're not following me, Nick Denton VA on YouTube or the Male Infertility Podcast on Instagram. And please send me a message and let's talk. So let's move on to part number 2, shall we? COVID-19, Corona. Who would have thought a few months ago that what is happening right now would be happening? I know I didn't. It's literally something out of a freaking movie or some TV show, the stuff that is going on. I mean, obviously, I'm recording this on Thursday, the 19th of March, and yesterday the Prime Minister shut down the schools, finally. So they're going to be shutting down from Friday, so tomorrow. And my wife is a teacher, so I'm happy that she's going to be at home. And I mean, she literally could be off now until after her maternity leave, which will be like next July or something, which is literally crazy, seeing that as we're in March at the moment. To be fair, when it comes to this, I'm glad because I just wanted to be home. I wanted to be safe. I wanted to be as far away from potentially contracting the virus as possible. And, well, you know, we would all want that, wouldn't we? But obviously, in our community, the fertility community, I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook and Instagram and so on. And it breaks my heart to see that people are obviously, the hospitals, because of the strain that they're under at the moment, they're having to stop IVF treatment and fertility treatment. And people have been waiting for so long. And it's hard to read. It really is, because these people's, it's breaking their hearts. And I know that if it had been 6 months ago or 4 months ago or whatever, and it had happened to us, then I would feel exactly the same after having to wait so long and then having this happen now. And it's out of our hands. It's out of our control. Like, literally, there's nothing we could do because, I mean, the only one good way of looking at it is that once it's all passed, then obviously people can go and do it without the worry of contracting the virus and so on, and we can just go about our lives, hopefully, like we used to, normal. But we'll have to see about that. I mean, obviously, we've seen people panic buying For some reason, everyone wants toilet paper. I mean, I don't know if anyone's played the Fallout games. In that game, there used to be the currency was bottle caps. I mean, in a few months, we might be using toilet paper as currency. I don't really know. It's a little bit crazy, especially as none of the symptoms are anything to do with toilet paper. I mean, people might be worried about the whole staying indoors, so they have to have loads of bog roll. God knows. But anyway, but more concerning is the fact that people are, instead of buying what they need so people can, you know, just buy what you would normally buy. I mean, people are literally going crazy and they're buying loads of nappies that they're going to potentially need for like months so other people go without. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that you've got a newborn baby will have in a month's time and you try and go to the shop to get some ready for when the child's born and you can't get any because some selfish person has literally bought 30 packs of nappies so you can't. I mean, Jesus Christ. My mother-in-law was in Asda, one in Leicester, and the woman in front of her must have had about 12 to 15 of the SMA formula packets that they do. Does she really need that many? I don't think she does. I mean, yes, she's going to be worried that she doesn't want to run out of formula as well. But at the same time, you've got to make sure there's enough for everyone. So I think that hopefully they're going to start, not rationing, but like, what's the phrase? Reducing the amounts that people can take anyway. I hope that's the case because it's just getting beyond ridiculous. But you see pictures of poor old people in there looking for bread and milk and so on. I mean, we had someone the other day at work and he was an old man, probably in his 80s, comes in. He'd just been over to the co-op, which is literally opposite where I work. And he came over and he was like, there's no milk over there. Literally no milk over there. There's no bread. And this poor old geezer, I mean, it breaks your heart. Literally does. So we had some in the kitchen. So we sorted him out. We gave him a couple of pints of milk and he went on his way. But the thing is, we didn't ask for any money or anything like that either. Literally, here you go, pal. Do what we can. We don't want to take any money off you. But it's those sorts of things. And I just hope that with this that's going on and so on, and hopefully whatever selfish acts are happening, that people will stop it at some point soon. And then if not though, because there will be selfish people out there, there always are, there always will be, that the majority of people out there do what they can for the community and help people who can't help themselves. That's what I believe anyway. To be fair, the situation that we're in at the moment, obviously knowing that the wife's pregnant and she should be staying at home and so on, it puts me in an awkward place because I really want to go out there and help as many people as I can, especially if we stop work anyway, the pub shuts and so on. So I don't really want to be stuck at home when I would want to be out there helping the community or helping people, because people are going to need help for however long this goes on for. But at the same time, I understand that I shouldn't also be mingling with people, whereas I could get the virus and then pass it back to the wife. So as much as I want to help these people, I've got to be sensible about it as well. So I've got to be careful and keep washing my old hands. You know, it is. Happy birthday to me. And obviously, I hope that we all get through this with as few cases and as few deaths as possible. I spoke to one of my listeners is from Rome in Italy. And obviously, we've seen all the scenes in Italy. He's told me that it's not so bad in Rome, but the numbers of people contracting the virus and the number of deaths per day in Italy is, well, it's a little bit scary, I'll be honest. So he's assured me that he's okay. I have spoken to him. I reached out to him to ask how he was and so on. And luckily he's okay. They are all self-isolating and they're only allowed out on the streets at certain times and so on. I mean, that could happen here. We don't know yet. We've not reached the top of the sombrero, as BJ would say. Good old BJ. Yeah, so I'm sure there's a lot of you who are worried as well about your situations regarding the IVF treatment, or ones who have made the, or who have become pregnant and who are worrying. I mean, I'm, like I've said before, I'm not medically trained at all. I'm not a doctor. I have zero medical skills apart from I know how to put a plaster on, although I am first aid trained. I just want to say that. But anyway, what I do know is I just want everyone to be safe. This is a situation that no one ever thought would happen, apart from in like films and video games and crap like that. I just wanted to know that if there's any way that I could support you through just a message or so on, then you can reach out to me and I will do my best to get back to you and so on. And if there's any ideas that you think that I could do to help pass the time, keep you entertained or so on, because you know, I'm a comedian as well, you know how it is, then reach out, let me know, send me a message. Well, to be fair, if I'm off, I might do a few more episodes as well. It might become a daily news podcast instead of a male infertility one. But anyway, I digress. I'll leave you for now, guys. Everyone stay safe, stay clean, keep washing your hands. Happy birthday to me. And for now, this is the MIP, signing off. See ya.